Using a Medicaid compliant annuity, or MCA for short, is a quick and simple way to spend down a Medicaid applicant's excess countable assets and accelerate their eligibility for benefits. Since a single applicant can typically only keep $2,000 worth of countable assets and is subject to income limitations, the options for planning for a single person can be more limited than planning for a married couple. However, an MCA can still help them achieve Medicaid eligibility while protecting some of their nest egg. When planning for a single person, we typically use one of two strategies. The first is the gift and MCA plan. With this strategy, the applicant intentionally divests about half of their assets by way of a gift to a loved one and uses the other half to purchase an MCA. The gift triggers a penalty period during which they are ineligible for Medicaid, and the income from the MCA is used to pay for care during the penalty period. The MCA is structured to be congruent with the length of the penalty, so the contract terminates at the same time the penalty period ends. At that time, the client begins receiving benefits. Although the applicant must continue to privately pay during the penalty period, they're able to secure a guaranteed wealth transfer to their intended heirs. If the applicant passes away before the end of the penalty period and the annuity term, they will not have gained any economic benefit since they will have been privately paying for the care during that time. However, that also means that the state Medicaid agency as primary beneficiary would not be owed any balance if the client predeceases the annuity. This is assuming the client did not previously receive Medicaid benefit. The second strategy we use when planning for a single person is the standalone MCA plan. This plan is typically used in cases where the client has diminished longevity or in states where the gift and MCA plan is not viable. With this strategy, the applicant funds an MCA with all of their excess countable assets and structures a contract over their full Medicaid life expectancy. Once the MCA is purchased, they obtain immediate eligibility for benefits. Since the income paid from the MCA is countable for Medicaid purposes, it becomes part of the client's Medicaid copay. The savings for the strategy lie in the difference between the private pay rate of the facility and the Medicaid reimbursement rate, which is the amount paid by Medicaid to the facility. Upon the individual's passing, the state Medicaid agency as primary beneficiary is entitled to recover from the remaining MCA funds. Any funds remaining after reimbursement will then be distributed to the contingent beneficiaries. The goal is to minimize Medicaid's claim and produce a wealth transfer to the client's intended heirs. With the standalone MCA plan, the applicant achieves immediate eligibility and has the potential to produce a large wealth transfer to their intended heirs. That said, the wealth transfer is dependent on the longevity of the client and the state Medicaid agency's claim. The longer the client lives, the more the state can recover and the less that is transferred to the contingent beneficiaries. For more information on planning for a single person or a complimentary case analysis, contact our office.